This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim, Daf HaShavua, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Tnan. We learned in the Mishnah. We're now going to ask a question of Rav Ami. That Rav Ami, in order to explain to Rabbi Lezer why, even if they're two Yevamin, they one who ultimately does Yibum is allowed to be made for the Nedarim, it's because he did Maimer. We're going to challenge Rav Ami. Tnan, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Uma im Isha Shekana La'atzmai. Now, if a woman that he was kind of on his own, Harehu made for Nedarim, he could be made for Nedarim. Isha Sheknu Lemon HaShemayim, a woman who heaven gave over to him as a Kenyan, Eino Din Shemei for Nedareha. So, the Mishnah used the logic to explain why Rabbi Lezer says you could be made for the Nedarim of a Yavama. Because if a woman that you're a woman that you're kaina, you can be made for Nedarim. Certainly a woman that Shemayim was makna to her. If we're talking about a Yavama that did Maimer, so it's not Hikna Lem Shemayim, Kanal Atzmaihu. He was kaina at himself. Why does the Mishnah refer to it as Kanal Lem Shemayim? He did a kinyan on it. This says the Gemara, Shekanal Atzmai Al Yedei Shemayim. He made a kinyan for himself through Al Yedei, the kinyan that Shemayim gave him. Meaning, it doesn't mean it's purely Min HaShemayim, but it came to him Min HaShemayim, and he did a kinyan on it. Let's see what Rons are legislated. I put up on the screen. Tanan, Amram Lezer, Rav Ami, Parchina, Dukmi, B'Shasaba, Maimer, Kanol Atzmehu, Maimer, Shasaba, says the Gemara, Shekanol Atzmehu, Yedei Shemayim, Demekami, Achi, because before he did a kinyan, have agida gabe mishum zika, he was attached to her through zika. We have very few rans today. Says the Gemara, maybe we could say that we could bring a raya based on Rav Ami's pshat and Rav Elazar that we're talking about. We did maimer. We could bring a raya to a shayla of Rabba. Tifsha debay Rabba. Let's bring a resolution to the shayla of Rabba through what Rabbi Ami said. Maimer lebe shamai, maimer kund be shamai, erusin oise, oinesuin oise. Does maimer and be shamai do erusin, or does it do nesuin? Now, simple pshat in the Gemara. The Shaila of Rabbah, does Maimer do Erisin or does Maimer do Nisuin? Is, does Maimer do Erisin? Meaning, is it only a Kedushin? Or does it do Nisuin? Now that would be unbelievable if Maimer could do Nisuin. That means you don't have to... You could give her a get to dissolve the relationship, and no chalitza is needed. So, on the face value, the shaila is: does Maimer make erusin, or does Maimer make nesuin? Tivshayt de nesuin aisa. Let's prove that it creates nesuin. De erusin aisa, because if it only makes erusin, hatnan. We learned in the Mishnah. At this point, we're assuming that when Rabbi Lezer says that the yavam could do hafaras nadarim, it means by himself without the father. Now, if Maimer only does Erisin, how in the world could the Yavam do Hafaras and Dharma on his own? We know that an arus could only do it together with the father, so it must be maimer. If the Mishnah says that the yavam could do hafaras nadarim, the maimer must do nesun. If it only did erusin, then he would only be able to do it in partnership with the father. Hatnan di erusin aisa. If it only did erusin, hatnan nara hamurasa avia ubala mafira nadareha. So then, how could Rabbi Elazar? How could Rav Ami say pshat in Rabbi Elazar? That the reason why you could do Afaras Nadarim is because of Maimer. But Maimer, if it only makes you an Arusa, so then the Arus would still need the help of the father. Says Gemara, he does still need the help of his father. It means when we say he could do Afaras Nadarim, it means together with the father. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ma Yofer, what does it mean that he's allowed to annul? Yafir b'shutfas, he could do it with the father. So now, indeed, Maimer maybe only makes Erusin. Says the Ran, Tifshat Dibay Rabba L'Rab Ami, Du'ukim b'shasva Maimer, Tifshat Dibay Rabba Erusin Oysa. Does it do Erusin? Now, if it does Erusin, Ubay Mesir L'chuba, she still needs to go to the Chuba, Ubalav Hachi Loi Kani, and if you don't go to the Chuba, he's not kind of her loyli yarshav loyla tamala. Oy nesuin oisa. De im ba aleha beloy chuba. Maybe Maimer, what Maimer does is that if he lives with her without chuba, kani loyli yarshav loyla tamala. What the Ran seems to be saying is the Shaila is not does it do Erisin or does it do Nesuin. The Shaila is, the Shaila of Rabba is, does it do Erisin like a typical Erisin? And therefore, she'll need Chuppa. And if he just lives with her, that won't do the job. Or does it do nesuin? Nesuin means, it doesn't mean she's a nesua. It means the zika is still there. That now if he does bia to her without chuppa, he's kind of her. Meaning, is she an arusa? Is she changed from a zakuka to an arusa and now you need chuppa? Or is she still, she's still a nesua, meaning she's not an arusa. If he has bia with her, then he's kind to her. But not that she needs chuppa. But nobody would say, in other words, nobody would say that Maimer alone does nesuin. There is never such a tzad, which is a little bit doesn't fit into the Gemara. Because if nobody would say that she's actually a nesua, then what does the Gemara mean? Tifshayt de nesuin oisa, that won't help things, because nesua just means that if he does bia to her, then he's kind of her legamri. Okay, the Ran basically is not learning the shaila kipshutai. Arusa nesua in the technical term, is she an arusa or is she a full-fledged nesua? But rather what it means is, is she an arusa and it's completed with chuppa, or is she a nesua and it's only completed with bia? But either way, it's not completed. And ultimately, the Gemara says no. Yafer in Rebbe Elazar means that he does it together with the father. Now, according to Rav Ami, Pshan Rebbe Elazar, the reason why when there are two yevamim, one of them could do hafaras nadarim is because we're talking about where one of them did Maimer. We're going to bring a proof that we're talking about where one of them did Maimer, but the proof is somewhat long-winded, and today we're just going to see the Braisa, but we're not going to see the proof. Okay, so the rest of today's Amud is pretty smooth sailing, only because we're not going to get up to where in this Braisa we could prove that we're talking about B'sha'asa B'Maimer. Tanya Namihachi. We learned in a braisa like this as well. Krebi Ami Shaymeres Yavam, a woman who was waiting for her Yavam. Bein Yavam Echa Bein Shnei Yavam, whether one Yavam or two. Reb Lezer Emer Yafer, the Yavam could do Hafara. Rabbi Shua Emer Le'echav Le'lishnayim, only if there's one Yavam, not two. Rabbi Kiva Emer Lo'y Le'echav Le'lishnayim, neither way. Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Zika. Rabbi Shua says Yesh Zika. Amar Reb Lezer says, what? Uma im isha she'ein la chelek ba'ad shalei tavei l'shusai. If a woman, by a regular marriage, that he has no share in her, ad shalei tavei l'shusai, before she comes into his control, mishabal l'shusai, but once she comes into his reshus, nigmar alai, he is kind of her completely, to be made for her nadara. We're talking about an arusa. Reb Lezer says like this: if a regular isha, that he has no share in her whatsoever, before she comes into his rishus, and once he does eris into her, and she comes into his rishus, nigmar alai, she becomes complete to him. And he could be made for her nadarim, obviously together with the father. Isha sheyesh la chelek ad shalei tavei l'shusai. A woman that he had a share of even before she came into his rishus. Now, why does he have a chelek in her? Because she's zakuk to him. In other words, a woman that before he married does Erisin, he had no control over whatsoever. And if he does Erisin, he is able to do Hafaras Nadarim, Rabbi Lezer says. So then, Isha, that he had a chilek in her, because she zakuk to him, Mishabal Rishusai, once she comes into his Rishus, L'chayru, that means when he does Maimer, Einu Din Shetigmar Lai. Is it not all the more so that she is completely kanoi to him, that he could be made for her nedarim. So Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, what are you talking about? Loi, imamarta bi'isha shekanohu la'atzmai. Just because, no, if you say by a woman that he was kaina himself, only that woman he could be made for a nedarim with the father. Shekshem she'en lechelikba, because that woman, just like he had no share before he did erisin, kach en lachem chelikba. No one had a share. Time Rabbi Isha Shiknal Mishmah, but what are you going to say about a woman that the Shemayim was makna to him? Shekshem Sheishlo Ima Chelek, just like he had a Chelek in her before the Maimer, Kach Yesh Acherim Chelek Ba, the other Yavim also had a Chelek in her. So, listen, it's true that an Isha Shiknal Mishmah Shemayim he has a greater control of. But on the other hand, he is less, because the same way he was zakukter, someone else was zakukter. So you can't make a kavachimer. Oh, madach, a woman he had no shaykhis to. If he does erusin, he could be made for together with the father. A woman that he had shaykhis to before, because she was zakuk to him. All the more so when he does maimer, he should be able to make for nadarim. Because on the other hand, others also had control over her before, because she was zakuk to everyone. So Rabbi Shua says, okay, very nice, Rabbi Akiva. That's only if there are two Yavamin. But if there was one Yavam, then the Kavachamer comes back and you don't have your Pircha. Because if there's one Yavam, then Madach, a regular Arusa, you had no connection to before. Once you do Erisin, you can be made for Nadarim. Isha Shehikno Lemon HaShamayim, that she was Zakuk to you and nobody else in a case where there's only one Yavam. So Amar Le Rabbi Shua, Akiva Dvarecha B'Shnei Yavam, and your logic is only when there are two Yavam, and Ma'atam Eishaval Yavam Echad. What are you going to say when there's one Yavam? Amar Le Rabbi Kiva said, no, Klum Chilakno Al Yavam Echad Ba'al Shnei Yavam. We don't ever make a difference between one Yavam and two. Bein Sha'asaba Maimer, whether you did, so we never make a difference between one Yavam and two Yavams. Bein Sha'asaba Maimer, Bein Shalai Asaba Maimer, whether he did Maimer or not. Ukishar dvarim ke nedarim. And just like in other ways, and just like in other areas, ke nedarim, so too by nedarim. just like in other ways, even if you do Maimer, she's not considered like an Arusa. So too, by Nadarim, even if you did Maimer, she's not like an Arusa. Now listen to this. Baloshen Hazel Amar Ben Azai. Ben Azai, when he heard this, he said the following expression. Chavol Alecha Ben Azai Shle Shimashas Rabbi Akiva. Woe to you. Nebuch to you, Ben Azai, that you didn't serve Rabbi Akiva well enough. Oh, if only you would have heard this from Rabbi Akiva earlier, meaning he's criticizing himself. Oy, Rabbi Akiva, how wondrous is his learning. Now, the Gemara is going to say, "My Tanya Kvasid Ravami." How do we see any support to Ravami from here? So we'll see next week. Next week is what? Next week is Erev Yom Tov. So hopefully we'll do Monday night. And maybe Sunday night. Maybe Sunday night. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, of course, since Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Chaim Falaji, wrote the Haggadah, so that's why we're being Isaac in the Sugya of Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Have a good night, everyone. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.